to stand up and fight back. But it has been proven over and over again, when you back people into a corner and it becomes clear to them that they have nothing to lose,
no alternative,
that they're backed into a corner, that is when people will stand up and fight back. Right. And I think that's what's happening now. People feel like they have nothing to lose. You know, things are so intense, and I mean, people are being just wantonly killed.
Yeah.
You know, on the street by cops, and they're never held accountable. You know, I think people are fastly approaching the point where they feel like they have nothing to lose and that they better stand up.
Yeah, and in the words of Frantz Fanon, who said, "We have to do the work of creating a new human being."
Mm.
Well, Ramona Africa, Kareem, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Margaret, for having us.
Thank you. And this was a one-hour special conversation with Ramona Africa of MOVE and Kareem, a MOVE supporter. I would like to thank both of today's guests. Today's show produced by Margaret Prescott. I'd like to thank the Sojourner Truth team, longtime intern Sherelle Withers, board operator Stan Misrahi. If you'd like a copy of today's show, please contact the Pacifica Radio Archives at 1-800-735-0230 or go online to pacificaradioarchives.org. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. God, thank you for listening.
It's 10 o'clock. Stay tuned to KABU at 10:15 for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, we've got the food show today, talking with Liz Carlisle, the author of Lentil Underground, Renegade Farmers and the Future of Food in America. All that coming up on KABU, KBOO Portland, following Air Cascadia. We have one announcement, then we'll get right to Air Cascadia. Thanks for tuning in this morning.
I'm Monica Beamer.
And I'm Mike Crenshaw. We're KABU's new co-station managers. We're excited to be a part of the KABU community. We're starting a new weekly feature on Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m. News from the Boo will give you an inside look into what's happening at KABU, including upcoming events, station news, special programming, and future goals and plans for the station.
Be sure to tune in this Wednesday and every Wednesday after the KABU Evening News for News from the Boo, an insider look into your community radio station.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, December 20th, closing in on winter solstice here, 2017. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio. Of course, your fake news radio. We might as well add a couple of other meta-fakes in there as well. It seems that our media has been permanently damaged. It's difficult to know how one would go about restoring the credibility of a media once it has been eroded in the way that this administration has. It's hard to tell whether we should even refer to what's going on in D.C. as an administration, given that the state at times of are absolutely critical to the survival of the planet. The Trump administration has further reduced staffing at the State Department, the most critical of all arms of government at this point in what should we call it, meta-history, I suppose. Meta-history is close enough in these times. So that said, we may or may not have Fred Oberlander joining us today. If we do, you're in for a real treat, as always. Fred is sharp, incisive, funny as hell. And that's, of course, more than we could say for the weather, though it's getting sharpish out there. Today might see some showers later on, and a high around 46. For tonight, a patchy freezing fog, and otherwise partly cloudy with the low around 28. For tomorrow, more patchy freezing fog. It seems to be building up out there. With a high around 43, and for tomorrow night, there is, again, slight chance of showers and a low around 33. So, that said, we have Fred Oberlander joining us once again. Listeners, be prepared. There's going to be a lot to talk about. Good morning, Fred. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Frank, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I've been thinking a lot about questions to ask. There's a lot that I might...
Right. Are these going to be hard questions? Nobody told me.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know yet. But chiefly, I suppose, of course, the Mueller investigation is not straight. If it had been, you know, we always say, you know, if we were doing something right at an independent radio station, we'd be off the air. They'd have killed us by now. But the fact that it's still grinding on means that there's somebody turning the handle on the old organ grinder out there. So it's like kind of like talking about the deep state. But given that the Mueller investigation is under pseudo attack and still seems to be moving forward, all of this will change America in ways.
What is your demographic?
For our listener, I would love to know. I would love to know. That's the wonderful thing about radio is that we don't really know.
They don't do Arbitron anymore.
We do. The results for that. We're leftists. I would say left progressive is, and also angry people who want to fight with the
age.
Well, we're working on it. I wish we knew.
Wait, let me explain to you. Yesterday was my birthday. I applied for Social Security. I am old. I am old enough to have lived through Watergate. I am old enough to have lived through the Warren Commission issues about whether or not there was a second gunman and a CIA plot to kill Kennedy. And I am old enough to have lived through some of the Senate hearings about organized crime and Kefauver and so on and McCarthy. So I'm telling you that please adopt perspective here. The players change. the people never do.
Well, the game, it's always the same game. I too, that's my demographic. Demographic also. I am old enough to have seen these things as it happened, which is very different from reading about it secondhand. There's nothing like.
I would love to be able to help you find all the black helicopters, but the problem is, I'm going to ask you for permission to speak uninterrupted for about 60 seconds, and I hope, if you let me do it, a substantial number of your listeners will get the point beyond any way if we do it by Q&A.
Yes,
is that
please.
Reasonable?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Fine. Let me explain that. The question that is generally asked me is whether or not I think that Russian criminals interfered in Donald Trump's campaign for president, or the election, or some combination thereof, or in his financing, or together. But the important question is always, did Russian criminals interfere? Did they taint the process? And my answer to you, before I begin the 60 seconds, is yes, of course they did. But before you run with that answer, please remember, everything is a matter of perspective. I say that because when I was a little boy, Ray Bradbury had just published something called The Martian Chronicles, stories about a colonization of Mars by the United States 100 years in the future, which, of course, would be, soon. And it was an allegory about how we had moved west and displaced the indigenous Indian population, but it was written as science fiction, and it's been made into movies since then, and I assume most people understand it or have heard of it. The point is that we devastate Mars, we ruin it ecologically, and then most of the colonists return to Earth, where most of the planet is wiped out in the nuclear war. But some of the people survive and make it back to Mars to stay for good, because there's nothing left on Earth. And the end of the story, at the end of the last story and at the end of the movie, one of the Americans who brought his whole family back to Mars in the last rocket tells his children that they're going to travel to their new home, which was going to be in a Martian city that's deserted because the Martians were all mostly anyway wiped out, and that if they're very good, he will introduce them to real Martians. It's almost impossible. Very few people ever saw one. And they promise to be good, and he takes them to their new home in that deserted Martian city, and the next day they ask him, when are they going to see real Martians? And he said, today. And he takes them and his wife on a boat. They go up the canals for a long time. The kids are getting very impatient. And they say, when are we going to see the real Martians? And the father says to them, the very end of the book is, the father says, here they are going to be very soon, right here. They come around a bend and get out of the boat and climb over a promontory and look into the water. And staring back at them were their own reflections. They are the Martians now. Timmy and Johnny and Mom and Dad and so on. The real Martians stared back at them for a long time. My point to you is Russian criminals absolutely, positively tainted and interfered with this election. But the concept of Russian criminals should be understood to include Americans in the DOJ and Americans wearing robes in the Eastern District of New York and other court systems. I'm trying to explain to you that, yes, this is a Russian criminal involvement, but Russian criminals don't mean people without any vowels in their names who live somewhere in Serbia. Russian criminals include Americans in DOJ and in the judiciary who collaborated with everyone and facilitated it and covered it up. You understand the point?
Absolutely.
Those are Russian criminals, too. It's all a matter of perspective.
The question being then, what we considered parts, I guess, as norms, and nothing being absolutely rock solid. Is there any way to establish a credible form of government? Or did we ever have a credible form of government? Did we ever have so-called norms?
Of course we did.
Can we get back to it? That's how do we then the question, of course, is how do we restore? We have only 30 seconds left, so I hesitate to ask this, and of course I invite you back.
What you do is you don't let anybody silence you. You stand up. You demand the truth.
Yes.
Okay, you demand impeachment proceedings. Any United States citizen can file a bill of impeachment with any one of the members of the House. Doesn't have to be his own member. It's been like that for 200 years. There are all kinds of things people can do. It may work. It may not work. But what will absolutely not work is doing nothing and ranting at the dark and not lighting a candle.
Fred, thank you so much. We're out of time. Please come back and talk.
Sure.
We do have real questions as well. So thank you so much for your time today. This has been Cascadia for Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. Engineering for us today, Tammy Dean. Thanks so much, Tammy. Our AM News and Public Affairs Director, of course, is Derek Crooks. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
It's 10:15. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Saturday Market. Open daily December 16 through December 24 for the Festival of the Last Minute. Saturday Market offers handmade art, crafts, and other gifts created by artists from the Pacific Northwest.